Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds, located in Irvine, California this year. And in our virtual studio lounge, look who we have. We have an I-3er in the midst, and that would be Mr. Evan Mulcahy from Credit Union One. Evan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
How are you? Oh, you're welcome. So how are things at the show? It's kind of cool being back in person.
Yeah, it was, it's really great. This is the second time I've been to an in-person conference since, you know, the pandemic happened. And it's been really awesome. You miss those little in-person moments in between sessions. And it's really cool. Got a chance to present yesterday. That was a little bit, it's been a long time since I got to do that in person. It was a little daunting, but it was good to be back. It feels like we're, just some sense of like normalcy and that excitement that we've missed out on, I think.
Yeah. This one's kind of seems like kind of breaking the ice, so to speak, and like getting it over now. Now that you're in your second day and then going to the third day, it'll be kind of like you get those old habits back. So good stuff. Yeah. So you are an I-3er. This is your first year, I'm told. And so tell us a little bit about what your presentation was yesterday. What did you pitch to the crowd, so to speak?
Yeah. So our group in I-3, we were doing, our task was to create an environmental scan, basically to stop doing the kind of somewhat typical credit union navel gazing, like look up, look around and see what's out there out in the environment. And the topic that we chose to focus on in our group was Generation Z. It kind of started off as we were seeing a lot of, in the press, you know, kind of the same things we're hearing about millennials, like us back in the day, like, oh, you know, they don't do loans, they don't do any of this stuff, they're so different than the previous generations, all this crazy stuff. And so we kind of wanted to dig into the hype and say, like, well, if they're so different, like, what are credit unions doing? What should we be doing? What are they doing, if anything? And then where do we go from there?
Right.
And so that's what we dug into, and we ended up creating what's called the Gen Z Survival Guide for Credit Unions. And we really just wanted to give folks something to take back to their organizations and just kick off those conversations about how do we meet this generation where they're at? How do we adjust to meet their needs, wants, and desires? And really, how do we make sure that our credit union is there for the long haul? Because we need this generation.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Hey, inquiring minds want to know, can you give us a couple of nuggets that where credit unions can help out? I mean, in case somebody didn't hear or what's going on. So can you give us a couple of pointers from your survival guide?
Yeah, definitely. Well, one of the great things is that as credit unions, we have a lot of alignment already with Gen Z as far as their vision and values, what's important to them, right? They want to do business with organizations that are really community focused and really just conscious, right? About everything, right? Environmentally conscious, socially conscious, all the things. And credit unions are already there in that space, you know, making headways. But I think where we still have a really big opportunity is to make sure that we're sharing that. And that's something that we've always really struggled with, but I think particularly reaching this younger generation where they're at is going to be an even bigger challenge than we realize. And that's just basically announcing who we are to them. Once we've done that, we then have to figure out how do we meet their needs? How do we grow with them? How do we really set them up for success? And that's one of the things that we tried to prime folks for is what can we start doing, or what can your organization start doing today to do even just really small tests to try and reach this generation? They'll learn from those tests and you'll take them and you can iterate on those ideas, find the good ones, grow those into full-blown programs, right? And that's how we're really going to survive and just meet this generation where they're at.
And how did you come to this information? Was it just through research, through surveys, or just kind of talking amongst friends, or all of the above?
I'm really fortunate that connection breaking up a little bit there. Our research came, I'm really fortunate that my team, they're awesome. We all kind of independently went out and did our own research, really just drawing on the research of what previous folks remember using, like the Financial Brand is a really awesome resource for statistics. There's these really awesome, there's places out there like Filene that put out really great information. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of synthesizing and packaging it up in a way that answers the question that people are, that we're hearing asked.
Yeah. And I think you can, once you get all that information, you start to see patterns or themes and commonalities of what folks are looking for. And that sounds like what you guys discovered. So what do you want to do besides pitching this or, talking about this at Big Bright Minds? What else do you got? Do you guys, how much further do you want to take this idea is kind of what I'm getting at. So, I mean, do you want to offer it to other credit unions, offer this information to other credit unions so you can help them out, or where do you want to take it?
Yeah, I think that we make the guide available, right? The Survival Guide's available. You can download it, take it back to your organization and start those conversations. Where I would like to really see it is to start seeing who is doing these small tests to reach Gen Z and figuring out what's successful and what's not, right? We've got this really strong cooperative spirit in this credit unions. And I think this is an area where we really should be sharing those lessons that we learn as widely as possible, because we know we're getting eaten alive by fintechs and large mega banks, right, who can spend deeply on those digital experiences that we know are important to Gen Z. So we need to start learning, like, time is now. I mean, it's been time, but if you've been sleep, pressing snooze on that alarm, you need to.
Yeah, it's time to get up. Get up and take action for sure. Hey, before I let you go, tell me a little bit about your I3 experience and what kind of drew you to this program and how the experience has been up to now to the culmination where you guys actually presented your idea. What's that experience been like?
Yeah, it's been really awesome. What originally drew me to the I3 program was actually one of my C-level, Rachel Langtry, a former boss of mine. She went through the program many years ago and worked with the cohort that eventually created Savvy Money, which now is a platform that we use and integrated into our mobile app. And ever since watching her go through that program, it's something that I always wanted to do. It got me really interested in Filene and introduced to their resources and really kind of helped set my career trajectory with things like crashing GAC. So it's been something on my radar for a long time. Okay. And it just was one of those things where the timing was right for me and my career, and the credit union was able to support me coming here and being a part of I3. The experience so far has been fantastic. It's really great being able to collaborate with other really driven, smart, intelligent credit union professionals from across the country and across the world even. And that's really something cool. I don't know how else you would get a chance to do that.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a lot of, I really appreciate a lot of like the training aspect or the kind of that career development, professional development components. But what gets me going is doing all of the research and collaborating on those reports and really just getting that information, learning new things and sharing them out is one of the things that really gets me up in the morning. So I3 is a great place to do that.
Yeah, it's inspiring when you find out this information, you go, wow, credit unions could really benefit from this information. So that's the inspiring thing. That's probably the motivation as well for you guys. It's like, oh my gosh, did you see this piece of information? This will be really cool for our report and really benefit credit unions in the long run. So, oh man, great work. All right, Evan, well, I'm sure you got a lot to do. Anything else to add before we wrap up?
Just download the Gen Z Survival Guide.
All righty. Hey, if there's a link, we'll put it in the show notes so people can get right to it and download it. That'd be cool.
Excellent. We'll make that happen.
All right, Evan. All right, man. Well, be well, be safe. And thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us for a minute. Appreciate it.
You too. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
you. You are welcome, sir. Well done.